Hello and welcome to the Export Talks. Today we have Ms. Rohini Tangsale, a certified kids yoga instructor from Zenergy Yoga, Australia 95 hours and 200 hours Yoga Alliance certification from Bangalore. She is also a founder of Kids Yogalaya. She has taught yoga to over 300 children from across the globe. Welcome to the Export Talks, Ms. Rohini Tangsale.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Shruti. Thank you for having me here today. It's really an honor and a pleasure to have me here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Rohini, so the topic that we have for you today is Introduction to Yoga for Kids. Can you please explain a little bit about yoga for kids?
So yoga is an ancient art discipline and that brings about perfect harmony between the mind and the body, with the focus being on the overall well-being of an individual. And you know, contrary to the popular belief that yoga is meant only for adults, but it can be done by children of all age groups. And it works wonders in addressing health issues that children, you know, nowadays are dealing with, because due to the stressful times that we live in, these children end up with multiple health issues such as, you know, persistent coughs and colds, allergies, obesity, anxiety. And my primary goal, you know, to bring yoga to kids is to promote not only physical fitness but, you know, also mental well-being and emotional balance in the children.
Yeah. So, Ms. Rohini, I have a question here. What made you choose yoga for kids?
My yoga journey can be traced back to 2014 when I started practicing yoga for myself. And when I was practicing, I started seeing immense benefits, you know, that it had over me. And a few years later, I decided I should do my teacher training course in yoga. And while I was doing my course, I already had friends and relatives coming up to me and asking me if I could teach yoga to both them and their children. I still hadn't finished my course then. And when I asked them, okay, so, you know, why for your children? Well, they said that they looked for so many, you know, classes around, especially for children, but they could not find classes for them. And I thought, okay, that I've always loved, you know, working with kids. And I thought that maybe I should give this a try. And then my first few enrollments after I completed my yoga course were children. And ever since then, there's been no looking back. It's been only yoga for kids. And I'm so happy that I've been teaching only kids all these years now.
Okay. So, yeah. Ms. Rohini, the second question that I wanted to ask, at what age can children start doing yoga?
It's always better to start off at an early age because the body is very flexible and the mind is like a sponge. In fact, I was amazed to see my daughter, who was barely 3 years old, and you know, she used to imitate me so well whenever I would practice yoga at home. So I feel that age is not a constraint, and kids can start from a very young age. However, it is very important that, you know, to first keep the practice suitable to their physical abilities. And the second most important thing is that you need to make the classes fun and engaging for them so that, you know, when the kids are practicing yoga, when it is kept fun and engaging for the kids, you know that they are going to be there with you, you know, for the next 30 to 40 minutes in the class. All right. And I would also like to mention that the NCPCR, that is the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, their guidelines also mention that yoga can be started from the age of 3. However, for children between 3 to 10 years of age, well, we must take certain precautions, like, you know, to avoid intense stretches, you know, extreme back bends, forward bends. So you need to take those precautions. But their guidelines mention that yes, yoga can, you can start from as early as the age of 3.
Okay, okay. What are the key benefits of practicing yoga for kids?
There are two aspects, okay, to the benefits of yoga for kids. One is, of course, physical benefits, right? Like a great posture, strength, flexibility, and which we are all very well aware of. But the second aspect, which is very important, is the emotional well-being of the child. Because yoga not only works on the body, but yoga also works on the mind. Now, if the body is free from, you know, any kind of physical tension, the mind also starts to calm down. And then we are able to, you know, focus better, our quality of sleep improves, and we become more aware of our emotion, which promotes better emotion regulation. All right. And through our yoga program for kids, we work on building inner resilience in children that helps in the overall development, the overall well-being of the child. And I feel that, you know, yoga classes, should not just be about achieving a yoga posture, but, you know, it should be more about building the inner resilience in children.
So, can any yoga teacher teach, can any yoga teacher teach kids, and how is a kids yoga class different from an adult yoga class?
Yeah, so teaching yoga to kids may seem similar, okay, to teaching yoga to adults. And that's what I felt a few years ago when I was asked, to teach yoga in a school. The principal called me and she said, okay, now, you know, you have to teach yoga to these class of 30 kids from grade 3. I went there and I started off teaching. I said, okay, yeah, I done my course. I know very well how to teach because I had been teaching a few adults as well. And when I went there, it definitely got, you know, it got very challenging for me that day because these children refused to listen to me. And that's when I realized how different it is, you know, to teach yoga to kids. It's not just about teaching, you know, the yoga poses or a breathing exercise, but it is about how you can keep the kids engaged and fully focused in the class. And after that, when I did my, kids teacher training course, it just added a new dimension to my teaching. And I realized, wow, there is so much more that, you know, that you can do when you teach yoga to children. Also, as a kids yoga teacher, one needs to take necessary precautions with respect to the physical development of the child, like I mentioned earlier. Also, another thing that is different in a kids yoga class is that these classes are slightly more dynamic and they're filled with fun yoga activities, especially for the younger children. So, yeah.
Okay. How does yoga help in reducing stress and promoting relaxation for children?
Yeah, so yoga, like I said earlier, it's a mind-body practice, right? And the link between the mind and the body is the breath. Now, imagine that, you know, you have a big performance coming up and there are 300 people in the audience who are going to watch you. What happens to us, you know, nervousness starts to set in and our hands start to get sweaty, maybe our heart starts to beat a little bit faster, our breathing rate increases. And what is it that we can do to make us feel better? Well, we can take a few deep breaths that time, you know, breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the nose or through the mouth. And when you do this, you know, the breath rate and the heart rate slowly start to come down, starts coming back to normal. This means that now we have activated the parasympathetic nervous system that allows the body to relax. When you practice yoga regularly, children learn to connect, not only children, but, you know, adults and children both, they learn to connect their breath with the movement. And that allows them to become more attuned to their bodies as well as their emotions. And this promotes relaxation and self-awareness. My classes, my yoga classes for kids, they usually end with a guided relaxation, you know, with soft music. And these guided relaxations, they really help children unwind and release any kind of, you know, worries or tension. So do you want to do a little guided relaxation right now, Shruti?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me just give you an example of, you know, how we could do it. I would like you, to just sit down comfortably right now and try to remain very still.
Okay.
And you just need to listen to me now, and I will guide you through this relaxation. Try to remain still and softly close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out. Again, let's take a deep breath in through the nose. And you can breathe out through the nose or through the mouth. And while you're taking deep breaths in, maybe you can also feel your breath in your belly. Notice how the belly rises up and falls back down, goes inside when you're breathing in and out. Now, if I were to do this guided relaxation, you know, for children, this is how I would do it. You make them imagine holding a bubble wand in their hands. And bubble wands are, children love, you know, blowing out bubbles. So they're going to just, with their eyes closed, we're going to imagine holding a bubble wand in our hand. And let's dip this wand into our bubble solution. And imagine blowing out so many bubbles of different sizes. So you dip the wand in the solution and then you blow out as many bubbles as you can. Take a deep breath in. And this time when you breathe out, you will breathe out some more bubbles this time. See all the different sizes. Maybe you can also count how many bubbles you are blowing out right now. And now imagine that each bubble is a thought, and this thought could be a worry, or probably, you know, a fear that you have within, or an unwanted thought that you want to get rid of. And we're just going to blow all of these bubbles one by one. Something that you're worried about. Well, think of something that, you know, that you've been worried about lately. Take a deep breath in through the nose and blow out. Blow a bubble and blow this worry out with this bubble. And see this bubble pop in front of you and the worry leaving you with this bubble. And now think of something that you're afraid of, or you're afraid to do. Take another deep breath in and blow out all the fear with this bubble. And see this bubble in front of you as it pops and all the fear just melts away with this bubble. And if you have any other thought, you know, that comes up for you right now that you need to let go of, and you know what to do, you just need to take a deep breath in. I'm just going to blow out another bubble and see this unwanted thought just disappearing or vanishing away as the bubble pops in front of you. you do this, you will realize, you will notice that you're feeling much lighter, more peaceful, with all your worries, all your fear just vanishing away with these bubbles. And then you will say to yourself in your mind that I am peaceful, I am happy, and I am relaxed. I'm peaceful, I'm happy, and I'm relaxed. Say this in your mind one last time. I'm peaceful, I am happy, and I am relaxed. You can now take a deep breath in through the nose. And with your breath out, you can slowly open your eyes. Yes, Shruti.
Yeah. I was saying that we should keep till three breaths, because it will take a long, and if people will listen, then they will feel, you know, it's a podcast, so they will.
Okay.
Are you getting my point, what I'm saying?
Yes, it
should not feel like it's a session. It should feel like it's just a podcast. 2 to 3 breaths are fine.
Okay, 2 to 3 breaths. So,
yeah. I'll edit that. You have already told 4 breaths, right? So I'll edit that.
Which 4 breaths I told?
You told na a second.
No, you can probably remove this guided relaxation wala part then. Let us do a guided relaxation right now, which I said you can remove. You can just stop at, you know, the yoga sessions often end with a guided relaxation with soft music. You can stop at that.
Okay.
And
because, you know, it should not feel like a session, because it's a podcast.
Understood.
So...
all right, so you can edit this out. Sure. Yeah.
So, Rohini, I have another question. Like, I'm talking about only kids, I'm talking about for the adults as well. If someone is doing yoga at home, there must be some disadvantages if the postures are not in the correct form. So, is it safe for children to practice yoga at home, or should they join a class with a certified instructor?
Children definitely can practice yoga at home. In fact, it's good if they practice at home. And I do encourage them, you know, after the yoga classes that, you know, please go back home and practice. Because, you know, they usually come for yoga classes once or twice a week. And the more you practice, the more benefits you get. And that applies for everyone, whether children or adults. So I always encourage children to practice yoga at home, as long as the child is supervised by a parent or a caregiver. And I always also tell them that it's best to avoid poses that may be too intensive. And we should, you know, try to avoid doing those at home, because they can always practice those in the yoga class under the yoga trainer's supervision. But it's best to avoid such poses at home. And I also always tell children that, you know, it's very important to listen to their bodies. When they feel, you know, a certain discomfort in their body, it's time to take a break when needed, and so that they do not end up hurting or injuring themselves. Okay. And for children to practice yoga at home, it's nice, you know, to have a little yoga sequence for them. And I usually give them a little yoga sequence where, you know, they can start with a gentle warm up, such as, you know, Surya Namaskar, followed by a few asanas and a breathing exercise that they can, you know, easily practice at home. Also, another very important thing to note is that yoga should be practiced on an empty stomach, which is at least 2 to 3 hours after you've eaten a heavy meal.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you practice all of this, if you keep all of these points in mind, it is safe to practice yoga at home.
Okay. Can parents also practice yoga with their children?
A big yes to this question. I do a lot of parent-child sessions, and I love doing that. Why I started parent-child yoga sessions were because, I see parents who used to drop their children to the class, and and they would wait back behind until the class is over. And while the parents used to be sitting, they used to you know either sit and watch their phones, or you know they would be working on their laptop.
Correct.
And that's when I encouraged them to come on the mat and participate in the yoga class with their children. And trust me, they love it. You know, they also look forward, you know, to coming and practicing yoga with their children.
Like a fun for them
because
also.
It parents strengthens the parent-child relationship. It also, you know, reinforces feelings of trust and security. And most importantly, you know, it just creates special moments for parents and children.
It's fun for the kids as well if parents are practicing yoga with their children.
Yes, kids feel so comfortable, in the class we bring in lots of fun partner yoga poses, you know, such as partner boat pose, partner tree pose, and many more. In fact, recently I did like a whole session on Father's Day where I had toddlers, and these were like two and a half year old children practicing yoga with their dads. And the dads were sweating after the workout, but I could see the toddlers elated, and I could see them, you know, see them bonding better after the class.
Yeah.
So I feel that I always encourage parents to come on the mat and practice yoga with their children.
Miss Rohini, any advice for the listeners that you would like to give?
Well, I would say that, you know, one can create a very positive and nurturing environment for kids if they encourage their children to start yoga, you know, at an early age, so that, you know, and when they start their yoga journey, well, they will be able to explore and embrace the numerous benefits. And I feel like with the proper guidance of a yoga teacher, it can be a wonderful and a beneficial activity for children.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rohini, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much, Shruti.
So, Miss Rohini will start the second podcast. We'll start in 5 minutes.
Okay, no problem. Sure, we can do that. Yeah.
Rohini, I think we should start, because we have to discuss the program package details as well.
Sure. Shruti, can you hear a lot of sound in the background?
No, there is nothing.
No, right?
No.
Okay, alright.
So, we'll start for the second one?
Yeah, sure.
Hello and welcome to the Expert Talks. Today we have Ms. Rohini Tangsale, a certified yoga... Hello and welcome to the Expert Talks. Today we have Ms. Rohini Tangsale, a certified kids yoga instructor from Zenergy Yoga, Australia 95 hours and 200 hours RYT Bangalore, and she is also a founder of Kids Yogalaya. She has taught yoga to over 300 children from across the globe. Welcome to the Expert Talks, Ms. Rohini Tangsale.
Thank you so much for having me, Shruti.
So, Ms. Rohini...
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Pleasure. So, Ms. Rohini, the topic that we have for you today is Introduction to Mindfulness for Kids. Can you please explain a little bit more about mindfulness for kids?
Yeah, sure. I feel that nowadays, whether it's a school setting or, you know, whether it's an after-school program or a yoga class, I feel that mindfulness has now become increasingly important, for kids. Because nowadays kids have become so... I'm sorry, I think Shruti, you have to start again.
Okay, no worries. Just a second.